Oh,
Okay, so the learning today should be So we are going to start the topic of Drushim. We're going to do the whole topic in one day. And this is the topic of a person who wants to speak. So you have someone who wants to give a drasha. Now, there are many people here that say, I wouldn't dare come up with my own speech because I'm not very good at it. And so I'm always going to open a sefer and look it up. But then you have people who are very cavalier and they feel like, I'll give a drasha, I'll say something that's on my mind, I'll come up with my own vart, and I'll speak, words from the heart. But I don't need to quote Svarim. I don't need to read from Svarim. And he's going to talk about how that's probably not the best way to go about it. So we're on page 537. He says like this: It's proper for a person to give a shiur and to spread the words of Torah and the words of God. Even better, he's going to give us seven reasons why it's better to give a drasha from a sefer than it is, meaning to quote other sources, than it is to come up with your own vertlach and to just totally disregard what you the material that you have access to. He says, number one, Shahadarish. He says, if you're reading from a sefer, right? So I'm reading right now from the Peleoids. So there's no gaiva here because any one of you can pretty much buy the sefer, or you got it already from me. And you open it up and you can see the same thing. I'm not telling you any chidushim on my own. Whatever I'm telling you is in the sefer. Whereas if I'm coming up with my own pshatim and I'm writing my own vertloch, so now there's a gaiva that comes in. I'm such a great person. I don't even need other svarim. I can do it all in my head. That's number one. Number two, Shadarish Baal Peh, Im Yema Dvarim Tavim, Efshar Sheyesh Loit Boyayin Mashen Kemi Tuchel Sefer. People are going to give you an ayin hara, that you are capable of doing this thing of coming up with your own speeches, writing your own speeches, and coming up with your own material, and you don't even need to come on to anyone else. Next, number three, Shahadoyresh Baal Peh Yuchlu Limtsoy Makam Hakben Al Dvarav. That people could become upset by what you said. You're going to say something, it's not written in a sefer, you don't have a makar for it, and people are going to question you. Bohem, for example, he gives an example. You're going to start saying what punishment might come for a certain type of activity, and people are going to think that you're cursing them, because what's your makar? Mashain came sefer, when you're quoting a sefer, so it's not me, take it up with the mechaber. Take it up with the writer of the sefer. Number four, Musar. He says, how can we really come up with new things? How could we really innovate Torah, halachas, and words of Musar? How could we do a better job of writing Svarim than was done in the previous generations? He says, when it comes to Emunah, we're like a monkey compared to a man. We are nothing. So we're going to try to come up with a new idea. Everything is enkel chodesh tachas hashamish. Everything was already discussed and everything was already dealt with, and we just have to find the source, right? So you would say, we have new shilas today. You have IVF, you have the internet, you have shilas that come from technology, and you would say to yourself that you can't look this up in a Shulchan Aruch, but the answer is you can, you just have to know how to look. And that's why you need a Rav, that's why you need a Paisik. They know how to make a tzushtel from an earlier psak or from an earlier sefer and make it relevant to today. And that's the point. And certainly when it comes to the challenges, everyone has a challenge of tzar gidlbanim. We don't say, well, this person's son is a tzaddik, and so therefore he doesn't have tzar gidlbanim. Now, for some people, it's the child going in one direction. For other people, it's a child going in a different direction. But everyone has a challenge. And so you're going to look for guidance of how do I get help with raising my child. It's written down in Svarim. These are not new problems. Number five. It says, anyone who has Yiras Shamayim, his words are heard. And it also says in Sefer Shiras Yisrael that words that come from the heart enter the heart. It's better to read from a Rishon. Why? Because when the Rishon wrote his words, there was more Yiras Shamayim in what he was saying than what you were saying. So even though you say, I know how to connect with an audience better than what I'm reading, but at the end of the day, when the Rishon wrote it, His words were greater. He had a greater connection to Hashem, and that comes out in his words. And therefore, you'd be better off quoting him than saying your own thing. They're better off darshened and better off being practiced. He says their words came from the depths of their heart, unlike us orphans, the son of orphans, who, our original content is coming from a place where we have a lot of taivas and we have a lot of yetzaharas and a lot of distractions. And so whatever we're writing, it's impossible for us to have that same connection to Hashem. Number six, he says, instead of you spending time coming up with your own Torah, better off to be matriach and arrange learn Shulchan Aruch. Get a bekiyas in Gemara, then you sit there and you come up with your own drashas. Other things that you don't know, ki hayom katzer, the day is short, v'amalacha meruba, there's a lot of work. So it's better, it'd be more productive for a person rather than sitting there writing your own drashas, for a person instead to tell over what it says in a sefer. Rather, I'm sorry, for a person to dedicate his time, devote his time to learning halacha and learning Gemara. And number seven, ki adarish to Rosh Hanichta b'sefer aysa chesed ha-mamchabesh yusuf soysov daiva vayis bekever, when you quote from a sefer. So there's a concept of daiva vayis bekever, which means that the mouth of the Talmud Chacham in the grave is moving. I'm not going to get into this because Monday, when we do the next topic, that's the topic of daiva vayis sifse yishenim. So I'm going to table that. We'll come back to it on Monday. He says, umau ilo ha-chacham ish'asu sfar memein darish. What would have been the point of Chazal, of previous generations writing down their words, if not for us? And let's stop and think about that for a minute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it that subsequent generations are lower than previous generations. Now, we understand the concept that we're further away from Har Sinai and each generation is lower, but Hashem didn't have to create the world that way. Why did Hashem create the world that each generation is lower? Why not create a world where each generation is greater? And the answer is exactly what he's saying here. If we were greater than previous generations, then you know what we would do? We would disregard everything that came before us because we would say we're better. And if you look at the secular world where this is the case, where the medicine that we have today is a million times better than the medicine they had in the medieval times, they disregard completely, bloodletting, practices that were done 500, 600, 700 years ago, because we're light years ahead of them in terms of medicine and science. Now, it could be a concept of Nishtana Teva. I'm not getting into that, whether there were positive aspects of letting blood or not. But the point is, no one would do that today, because we understand that that's not something that's helpful today. And we understand now about bacteria, and we understand today about infections, and we understand about sterilization. And so you disregard, you rip up a book, a science book from 50 years ago, you rip up because we have much better access to much better science today. So we would chalila v'chas do the same thing on the religious side. If we were greater than previous generations, we would say, I have nothing, they have nothing to teach me. The Gemara is nothing because I have greater knowledge. So I think this answers that question. Why do we need to be lower? Why did God create it this way? So that we have no choice but to grab on to those that came before us, because there's greater knowledge in those Sfarim than there are in anything we could come up with today. We would never be able. We're not capable of putting together a Shulchan Aruch today. We're not capable of putting together a Gemara today, a Mishnayos today. Why? Because we're so far away and we're such a lower level. So we have to come on to those Svarim because we can't come up with them on our own. Yeah, we could come up with a Zera Shimshin. We could come up with a Igros Moshe based on Tanakh, based on a Mishnayos, based on a Gemara, based on a Shulchan Aruch, a ter Shulchan Aruch. But what we can't do is we can't create those svarim. Okay, let's continue and finish up. Ach manasa ki b'daris halalu chaviv divrei chacham adarshim baal peh. He says, but what can we do? People want to hear. They want to hear a Charlie Harari. They want to hear a Rebbe Eli Mansur. But they don't just want to hear them quoting from svarim. They want to hear them say their own Torah. He says, k'sheyazru, right? Just look. If you have someone that says, we're going to be learning Arches Tzadikim, look at the audience. And then look at the audience that says that Rabbi Eli Mansur is giving a shiur. And just compare. One is reading from a sefer, and one is, okay, he's quoting Svarim, but they're coming to hear him say his own Torah, not coming to hear him read, from a sefer. He says, alas, that's the generation. The pull is that they want to hear new things. Ach, lishmayad rasha shadarish mitarcha sefer, come out less the chashle. Nobody's interested in going to a shir where they're reading from a sefer. V'hu milsa b'loy taima, and it makes no sense. Let's think about this for a second. Let's say the Ramchal himself was alive. He came back for an hour, and he was coming to give a drasha, and he was going to come and learn with us the Mesillas Yesharim. Is there anyone that wouldn't, in their right mind, wouldn't any ben and ben yeshiva would not run to attend that shir? And yet you have his sefer, his words are written down, and nobody's interested. He says, of course, everyone in the city would run to hear from him. But because he wrote it down and now it's in a sefer, no one is interested. If these people who were so well versed in Torah, who could say that this thing that rests in the corner is already available, is it not already written down? When can I put aside time? I'm going to learn this topic. Then they don't know how to touch a sefer. He's basically saying, oh, in his generation, and certainly in our generation, that you have, what he's basically saying is, you have Torah anytime. You don't need to go to Torah anytime. You have Torah anytime in the shul. Go in the back of the shul and look at the Sfarim Shank, and that's Torah anytime. But no one's interested in that. No one wants to do the effort that it takes to do that Torah anytime. We want it spoon-fed to us. We want to pop open a podcast and have someone spit it out and give it to us in as baby food, give it to us like a bottle. And but that Nebuch, he says that you have Torah anytime, you have Svarim that you could read and you could see directly without having it through an intermediary, and that's the best way really to learn. And so it's a Nebuch, he's saying, in his generation, and certainly in our generation, it's a very important lesson. That we shouldn't just go to shiurim. We shouldn't just go. Don't hear my explanation of the Peleoids. You should open up Peleoids yourself and Chazer and see directly yourself. Don't just take my explanation, which is based on an art scroll, which is based on some translation that someone came up with. You should see it for yourself and you should learn directly. The Cherpa Hu Lekeach says it's a great shame. In Bizman Shenagu Lidrash Drasha Bal Peh, Yirtza Lidrash Mitarcha Sefer. He says it's considered a bizayon if Rabbi Eli Mansur or Charlie Harari would get up and start reading from a sefer. Imagine he opens up and he starts reading from a sefer and starts teaching that way. It's considered a bizayon. Sheyomer Zayin a Chacham El Yedei Sefer. He says this guy, he's not a rav. He's not a Dairish. He just knows how to read Svarim. And he says, going da di Yafshalaymar Vinake Yo Itza Yuitza Shiyalaki. He says when it comes to critical matters such as this, where a person can't get out of it. So then, where you have to do it, he says, the best advice is, most of it you say by heart, but base it on Sfarim, and that's what people do. And only a small should come from yourself. So if you want to stick in your own vart, but at the end of the day, you're going to be quoting from Sfarim, he says, that's the ideal. That's why you see, that's what our Rav does. When our Rav gives a drasha Shabbos, the drasha is not the Rav coming up with his own question and giving his own shot. Okay, there's plenty of material out there, but that's not the point. The point is that the Rav is not saying his own Torah. The Rav is quoting from other Sfarim, and the Rav is giving it to us. But he's quoting from other Sfarim, and then sometimes he'll say, "Ulai, maybe this pshat, which I think is the emistic of pshat, which I thought of." But he's sticking in a small piece, but the bulk of the shir, or the bulk of the drasha, is going to be based on things that are already written down. And when you're giving it, you should emphasize that I'm quoting from a sefer of a Rishon, because let's stop for a second and think about who's a Rishon. Why am I quoting Rashi? We never do this. We say Rashi says. How about stopping for a second and thinking how great Rashi was and why I'm quoting Rashi? Why Rashi was chosen to be the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael? Stop and think about that. And then also emphasize how low we are, how far removed from that level we are. You have to make sure to quote it in the name of the person who said it. And don't put on a talis meaning don't clothe yourself in clothing of others. Don't take others' pshatim and take it for your own. Vafilum ha'isif neifech, even if you're adding on something slightly, or gargar, or some small addition, lo yikari oisim al-shmai, don't take credit for yourself. Ki rabba ras ha'mislabish betal shein ha'shaloi, va'aymer davar b'shem amra mevigululaylam. Says it's very evil for a person to take false valor, to take credit for something you didn't do, as well as the fact that you're missing out, that someone who quotes someone else B'shem brings the geula closer to the world. So he says, besides the intellectual dishonesty involved, but you're also missing out that you're bringing the geula closer. Okay, let's stop there.